The play is Lysistrata, a comedy which some people regard as history's first anti-war play. Two actors from New York came up with the idea of public readings of Lysistrata as a way to counter the Bush administration's promotion of a possible war with Iraq. The idea has caught on in the theater community, and more than 900 readings in more than 50 countries are expected. Actor Colleen Madden is organizing tonight's reading in Milwaukee. She does not expect the event to lead to a massive sex strike.
We don't have to withhold sex, but we certainly could withhold our vote. We could withhold our wallets and our pocketbooks. We could hit the administration where it hurts in that sense.
Lysistrata is more than a one-note play about sex. The title character also takes on a male political leader who tries to dismiss women's views on war. Madden reads from the play.
You sit in council chambers and vote for war and send out your expeditionary forces. But the young men who die are the children we bore and nursed at our breast and gave our strength to, and our youth. When their bodies lie buried in strange ground, a part of us is buried there.
In recent weeks, there's been a backlash against performing artists speaking out against the possible war. But Madden says the U.S. is supposed to support free speech.
I think plumbers have a right to express their opinions, and government officials have a right to express their opinions. I think artists should have that right as well.
Many of tonight's readings of Lysistrata will raise money for humanitarian organizations. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.